supposed to be 27 inches.
Okay, well, what I would do is I'd mark this.
Every Wednesday morning from 9 to 11 o'clock, the group gathers and knit and purl. For many years, they have donated thousands of baby hats, kids' sweaters, blankets, and scarves to local organizations such as Head Start, Homeless Shelter, and Veterans Hospital.
I'm Becky Williamson, and I am the leader of the Knit and Purl group at the Senior Center on Wednesdays. We started in 1999 with six people actually teaching them to knit, so we have grown quite a bit. We meet at the Senior Center, but the agreement's always been anyone could come. We have had homeschool children come to be with us. We've had a couple of men come, and we do not enforce an age requirement. Anyone is welcome to come. We have been knitting for many groups in the community. One of the biggest ones is for Head Start, and we knit sweaters that we will be taking to them. And the thing we love about this particular project is the children get to choose the sweaters that they love. We do the Veterans Administration Hospital in Denver, we do lap robes. We do caps for a community organization called Kindness to Kids that go out. We have a couple of smaller schools in poor parts of Colorado that we give to. We feel that we are giving to projects and people, but we all feel we benefit the most. We enjoy the fellowship, meeting new people. We have a number of various backgrounds of people that come, and that is so interesting. We also feel that, especially for seniors, that you're making a sweater for a little kid you don't even know, and you're making him happy, and that makes you feel really good, really, really good. Because we do so many sweaters and caps and things, actually over 4,000 a year. Any of you who knit know yarn's expensive, so we welcome donations to help us do this work. Donations can be left at the Senior Center office at the entrance, or brought in on a Wednesday morning. We love to welcome.
Here's a hat and scarf set. Who did this?
In late October, the group visited Wild Plum Center in Longmont to deliver sweaters and hats to children.
Okay, boys and girls, so this is my friend Becky, and these are her friends, and they all made you sweaters. Becky said, you get to go pick out your own sweater. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So please stand up. Oh, the sweaters, some of them have hats. And you can walk through here and find a sweater that you like.
Here is Kelly Rothsara, Community Partnership Director for Wild Plum Center.
We are the Wild Plum Center for Young Children and Families, and we serve over 250 children in the Longmont community. All of our children are from low-income families, and all the services we offer are completely free to the children and families. We take a multi-generational approach where we are helping the families and the children. Well, so we've been working for years with the ladies of the Knit and Purl group, and they have donated thousands of dollars worth of sweaters to all of the children here in the program year after year, so making over 200 sweaters every year, every child in the program. And it's just become a great relationship where the ladies make the sweaters for us, and then they come in to the schools and they visit all the sites. We have three sites currently, and we're opening a fourth site. And the ladies bring the sweaters in, and they meet with the children. They've even sat down and showed them how to knit before. it's just a great experience for the kids and that will serve them well throughout the winter.
This is Yukari Miyamae reporting for KGNU Boulder, Denver, Fort Collins.